Man, the 15th chapter of Matthew records a rather out of the ordinary account in Jesus' life. If we're not careful, we'll misunderstand this passage of Scripture, and it makes Jesus look rather indifferent to people's needs. Then Jesus went thence and departed into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coasts and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord. Thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. That's my title tonight. Don't know of any better. I don't know of any greater prayer. Amen. Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to dogs. That's two strikes. Amen. Ooh. Don't look like she's got very many more chances, does it? Amen. But she's not done yet. Amen. And she said, Truth, Lord. Man. Yet the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thy wilt. Instead of striking out the third time, she knocked it clear over the fence. Clear out of the park. Amen. Hallelujah. And her daughter was made whole from that hour. A woman of Canaan, not a Jew, a Canaanite. Huh? We would say not a Christian. Amen. In that day, that was pretty well the equivalent, even though the dispensation was different. Amen. But I want you to notice the theology of this woman. A woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, Have mercy on me, Lord. Thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Amen. First thing we see is that she believed that Jesus was Lord. And second thing we notice is she believed there was a real devil. Now I'll tell you what, folks, that sinner woman of Canaan was smarter than some preachers that stand behind the pulpit today. Amazing thing, here's a woman who's an outsider, and she's smarter than some of the teachers at the seminary. You don't believe in the inspiration of the Scriptures? She did. Amen. Look at her theology, Jesus, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. Amen. My, she knew he was Lord even though he was the son of David. There's some fundamentals haven't figured that out yet. She didn't worry about figuring it out. She just believed it. She believed, she knew in her heart, way down deep in her soul, amen, it bore witness that he was Lord and he was the son of David. Hey. Amen. A lot of Jews haven't figured that out yet. They still call him the illegitimate son of a Roman soldier. Huh? That's their theology about Jesus. Great man, illegitimate son of a Roman soldier. Hey, amen, this woman of Canaan, this outsider, this sinner, a non-theologian, if you please. Amen. She believed that Jesus was Lord, he was the son of David, and that there was a real devil. And, praise God, she put her theology into action. Theology is not any good anyway unless you can put it into action. I'd rather see a little bit of theology and a whole lot of action than a whole lot of theology and no action. Amen. And I'd rather have one of those little scooters that you push with one foot that works than have a Cadillac that never would. It's harder to push. Amen. And the scooter, you can get there on the on your toes. Amen. Pushing with it, praise God. And she came to him and she acknowledged him. Amen. And she knew who he was. She knew what he was. And he did something strange. He answered her not a word. Did you ever pray and not get an answer? Right away. Never got a word. Amen. A lot of times we pray that way. What do you do when you pray? Well, you wait. He's testing something in us. Testing our mettle, if you will. Amen. If we run off too quick, we wasn't worthy of an answer anyway. Huh? Hallelujah. Praise God. He answered her not a word, and his disciples came and besought him, saying, send her away, she crieth after us. I mean, she had enough theology and enough sense and enough know ye and enough go ye. Hallelujah. She cried after them. I want you to know that even though the disciples were not too swift about this woman getting her prayer answered, and they didn't understand altogether what God was going to do. They knew their destiny. Jesus knew his destiny. Amen. And this woman, she dressed different. She looked different. She came from a different place. Hey, but every once in a while, God allows somebody to come in that looks different, dresses different. Amen. Don't have no background, no training. Amen. They get in the altar and pray through. Glory to God. Get saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Get on fire with God. It makes folks look bad that sit around church for 30 years and haven't moved an inch. I told you about Dad putting his old Chevy in mothballs when he went to the Navy, and we'd get in there and play like we was driving. Oh, it was scotched up on rocks, and amen, the wheels wasn't even on the ground, but we'd get in there and play like we was driving a car. Amen. And one day I saw my sister up there. She was in the car, and she was driving, and she was waving at people as she went by. Driving the car. Amen. The problem is that when she got out, she hadn't moved one inch from where she was when she got in. And a lot of people go to church like that. They wave at everybody and they yell at everybody and they're playing church pretty good. Amen. But when they walk out the door, they haven't moved an inch. She crieth after us. Listen, she came. I'm glad she came. Amen. The disciples wanted to send her away. And then Jesus did a disappointing thing. He said, I'm not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Well, that left her out. You ever feel left out? Even from a very little boy, I felt left out. I felt like I was, I don't know, from a very little child, I felt left out. A lot of kids feel that way. Amen. But when I was 14 years old, I found God. He didn't leave me out. Amen. He wrote my name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Glory to God. Amen. Listen, and she said, and then came she and worshiped him. I want you to notice that. Most of us have quit church by now. Amen. I mean, by now, it's I ain't coming back anymore. This guy is heartless and cruel. He don't have any compassion. He don't have any feeling. He's just putting on a charade. He's just hanging crepe and hanging trophies. He's just in it for show. Amen. He don't have any sensitivity, but she knew better. She knew better. And I want you to notice, she worshiped him even after he said, I'm not come to you folks, I'm just come to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And she worshiped him. I mean, it takes something to worship when everybody's against you. I don't remember all the story, just how Brother Charles Barnett told it, but when he still lived in Brandsville, he got saved, and he was on fire for God, and had a testimony for God, and he had such testimony for God that he aroused the feathers, he hackled some of the members of the church, and they condemned him to his seat. And in so many words, told him to be quiet. Amen. Just a young man, young man, in his late teens or early 20s, somewhere along in there. Amen. And he got saved after me and Brother Gerald did. And he remembered going by and seeing us singing and preaching as he walked, looked in the door at Brandsville Church. Amen. And Charles, he didn't get his feelings hurt and quit church, even though his feelings might have been hurt momentarily. Amen. He sat there. And one night, they didn't have no music, no piano player, no help. And they knew that Charles could peck out a little bit on the piano with his two fingers on his two hands. And they asked Charles to come and play the piano. And Charles couldn't play the piano, hardly worth anything, but he got up there and with his two fingers he chorded a little while the rest of the people sung. His time came. He was needed. Amen. All you got to do is be a survivor, folks, and you'll be needed after a while. There's a whole bunch that kicks out. Amen. I mean, we got the kicking outest bunch in this world today. They can't be faithful to nothing. They can't stick with anything. This new generation has got to have it already cut, already salted, already ready to fry, already, well, instant. Amen. I mean, they can't rough it. They don't know how to rough it. Amen. I mean, they can go camping if you can buy enough hot dogs at Kroger's and enough potted meat, enough stuff at Kroger's, but if it come to living off the land, they wouldn't know the difference between poke salad and poison ivy. Amen. They couldn't survive. It'd be like Elijah's bunch. You know, he had a bunch like that, the sons of the prophets. They got out together in the stuff for a mess of greens, and they started eating it, and they started falling out, and they cried out to Elijah, there's death in the pot. They'd picked the wrong thing. Amen. He'd picked some poison gourds, and praise God, Elijah, he throwed some meal in the pot and prayed a little. Amen. Said, go ahead and eat your supper, boys. Praise God. Now, I want you to know it takes faith after a half a dozen people already fell out, their eyes rolled back in their head, to go ahead and eat out of that pot. Huh? You ever hear anybody say, if they're having that down there at that church, I ain't going. If they're doing that down at that church, I ain't going back no more. Amen. You got to be more determined than that if you get anything from God. I mean, you got to be like Sam Jones. Lord, give me plenty of knowledge and a gable into my soul and the backbone of a saw log. Give me a rhinoceros hide for skin and a pair of galvanized breeches. Help me to sign a contract to fight the devil with my fists and bite him till I ain't got no teeth and then gum him till I die. You ought to be determined to live for God. Hallelujah. Instead of praying, now lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. We need to pray, now I get me up to work, I pray the Lord I shall not shirk. If I should die before the light, I pray the Lord my work is right. Amen. We need a little more grit in our crawl. Come on. Amen. I mean, if we last, we're going to have the right kind of lift. We're going to have the lift that lasts. Hallelujah. She had it, brother. She'd been around long enough. She'd heard enough preaching on the sideline. Praise God. That I want you to notice how she responded. She came and worshiped him. And cried, Lord, help me, Lord. Help me walk. Another mile, one more mile. I'm tired of walking all alone. Lord, help me smile. Another smile, one more smile. I know I just can't make it on my own. I thought that I could do things by myself. I thought that I could make it all alone. Now I know I just can't make it by myself. With a humble heart on bended knees, I'm a begging you, please help me. If that's all you can say, if that's all you can sing, cry out to him, Lord, help me. I heard a preacher preach. One time he said he got down, burdened down, couldn't think of anything to pray. He'd like to have been able to do it better, but all he could say was, Lord, help me. And he did. Amen. She worshiped and she prayed. She prayed to the right one. She said, Lord, help me. Amen. She called him Lord again. She had her theology straight. I mean, for a Canaanite, she called him Lord. I mean, you know the reason that the high priest and the religious leaders crucified, they didn't believe he's Lord and they didn't want him even if he was. Amen. But this Syrophoenician, this Canaanite woman, she called him Lord. Amen. And then Jesus did something else. But I mean, it would have been Katie bar the door for most of us. He answered and said, it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it to the dogs. In other words, he reached out with a great big arm and raked it all toward him and the disciples and the Jews and said, it's ours. Now that's all it took to discourage most of us. We had never been back. Amen. I mean, it had been out for the count. There wasn't nobody... Nobody wondered why they left either. They said the preacher hurt their feelings. I mean, he absolutely insulted them. Woo! One leader, church leader, preacher's coming up under him. He wouldn't use anybody unless after he rebuked them, they survived. If they couldn't take rebuke, it couldn't work for him. Amen. You'll have a lot of that from God.
Because we got a lot of straightening up to do.
Huh? Amen. I mean, you talk about being humiliated. She was not only humiliated, she was insulted. And now what's she going to do?
Here's what she did. She did what everybody must do in order to get something from God. She humbled.
And she admitted. She said, "Truth, Lord." What theology she had. Man, you talk about a girl being straight. She knew. She said, "Truth, Lord." Amen. That's right, Jesus. I give you the credit. I know it's right. Amen. Truth, Lord. Yeah. Boy, how persistent she was. Yet, she said, what reasoning she had. Come, let us reason together. You know, you can reason with God. You can talk it over with God. Moses did. Huh? The prophets did. Noah did. Come on. Daniel did. Amen. Ezekiel did. Noah did. Job did. Hallelujah. And you need to. Sooner or later, you're going to have to quit relying on everybody else's prayers. You're going to have to pray yourself. Sooner or later, you're going to have to quit blaming the church for your own failure and catch on fire. Hallelujah. If you catch on fire, the world will come to watch you burn. Why did this get into the book? Because this woman was on fire.
Amen. She burned her way through theology. She burned her way through the ages of time.
She got in the book, folks. Hallelujah. A lot of people clamored to get in the book. A lot of people clamor for Guinness Book of Records. Here's a better place to be than Guinness Book of Records. Amen. She said, "Truth, you are, Lord." Yet the dogs, I mean, she humbled herself and admitted her position.
Even the dogs eat the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Guy Walsh said she was literally saying, "Lord, I know it, but I'm your dog." Hallelujah. Amen. You ever hear anybody say, "I wouldn't treat a dog like that"? Because they will feed a dog. Amen. The trouble is, amen, Sister Townsend and the girls brought us some food for the dog, but I turned him loose for a little while today and he left and he ain't back yet. He's like a lot of church members. If God took a notion to feed them hot dogs, they wouldn't be there to eat them. They'd miss the feast. If he don't hurry and get back, I'm going to eat his hot dogs. Amen.
Say, what will you? Amen. Say what you will to her. Say what you will about her. Say what you will about this Canaanite woman, and the disciples had plenty to say about her.
He said, "Send her away. She crieth after us. She's getting in our hair. She's aggravating us. She's making a nuisance out of herself." But the Bible records, for all who read it ever thereafter, her daughter was made whole. From that hour, Jesus said, "Great is thy faith."
One place he said, "I've not found so great a faith, no, not in Israel."
Stand with me. Amen. Have you been tested, tempted, tried in your determination? Amen. Hey, hold on to God. He'll see you through. Amen. All you got to do is just pray clear through. Father, reach down, Lord.
to the tempted toss tonight. Reach down to those that feel like they're nothing. Reach down to those that feel the least of the least. And because they pray and because they cry out to God, reward their faith. Reach down to that new convert and reward their seeking you. Give them strength for the trials to come. Reward determination. Ah, yes. Reward the stickability of the saints that have been faithful through the years. They lifted up a blood-stained banner, held it high through all life's changes, who never quailed and never failed and never gave up hope and never lost faith and never gone with the infidels. But they held on to God to keep the fire burning for those new ones that would come to our altars. In Jesus' name, amen. As we seek God tonight, come and seek Him with us. It's for you too. No one's left out. Everything here, every table here, every bit of silverware here, amen, just for you. Every promise here, every provision here, just for you.
Life was empty and vain.
Prayer meeting tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Amen. Nothing ahead could I see but sorrow and pain. But then at the altar, one night I knelt. I found assurance that never has left. Jesus was right for whatever's wrong in your life. Jesus is right for whatever's wrong in your life. Jesus is right for whatever's wrong in your life. Just give Him a chance. Jesus will prove that every promise He made is true. Jesus is right for whatever's wrong in your life. Faith comes by hearing, hearing comes by the word. Just open your Bible and read to God's voice you've heard.
Then at an altar of repentance kneel.